Good morning, Mark. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Tuesday, July 21, 2026. Here is your weather for Milford, Iowa. Today, a high near 78 degrees, mostly sunny. Tonight, a low near 65 degrees, mostly clear. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn slipped about 1 cent and beans steady. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why corn slipped about a penny while beans held steady. Honestly, the facts do not point at one clean cause, so we would name the two likeliest as quiet positioning ahead of an uncertain farm bill and plain lack of fresh demand news. The Senate farm bill looked shaky per Hoosier Ag Today, and with no USDA report due, folks had little reason to chase either side hard overnight. Stocks point higher into the open. S&P futures up about 0.2%. A firmer tape eases the borrowing and input cost mood your lender watches, though it does not move your cash bid by itself. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Opinion. The farm bill should support independent farmers, not corporations. Congress is now shaping the final farm bill, and the Senate's June draft left out the Save Our Bacon Act, a measure that would have gutted California's Proposition 12 and hundreds of other voter-approved animal welfare and public health laws. The authors, independent livestock farmers from Virginia, argue that decades of policy have funneled money and infrastructure to industrial operations while leaving small and mid-sized farms, who are 85% of American farmers, with pennies. They warn the results are dangerous, pointing to crowded confinement feeding disease outbreaks like bird flu and screwworm. Plus more than 158,000 farms shuttered since the last farm bill, showcasing their own pasture-raised heritage pigs, Nubian goats, and poultry sold straight to neighbors. They say humane, sustainable farming works, and they are calling on Congress to fund the independent producers, not the corporations. Story 2. Senate farm bill faces collapse after GOP leadership upheaval and snap standoff. Chairman John Boozman of Arkansas may not even get a committee markup for his Farm Bill 2.0 before the August recess because the death of Sen. Lindsey Graham and the hospitalization of leader Mitch McConnell have robbed Republicans of the full attendance they need to move it without Democrats. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota says her party stands united against GOP changes to SNAP food aid and even Sen. John Fetterman, once eyed as a swing vote, calls SNAP a top priority. To win support, Boozman already dropped the pork industry push to overturn California's Proposition 12, cut SNAP exemptions and pesticide deregulation, and narrowed the bill to expanded crop insurance, higher loan caps, and rural broadband and infrastructure. This matters because family farm bankruptcies jumped 46% in 2025, and a planned rescue of a $10 billion emergency bridge payment plus permanent year-round E15 ethanol is now stuck in the same logjam. Story 3. Iowa Corn announces board election results. Iowa Corn revealed the winners of its 2026 Board of Directors elections for both the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, with the new directors set to begin serving their districts on September 1, 2026. The Growers Association side handles grassroots policy work, lobbying state and federal officials as the collective voice for more than 7,000 corn farmer members. The Promotion Board side, a tradition dating back to 1978, oversees how your corn checkoff dollars get invested into research, new value-added corn uses, and building markets at home and overseas. Both groups share one mission, creating opportunities for long-term Iowa corn grower profitability. So these fresh faces will directly shape where your checkoff money and policy voice go next. Story 4. Feeding Hyolic Beans featured at Enchanted Dairy Field Day on Aug. 14. On Friday, Aug. 14. Enchanted Dairy near St. Cloud, Minnesota, will host a free Hyolic soybean field day showing off on farm roasting technology and how these beans can boost dairy profits. The star attraction is an advanced oil jacket roaster run by a computer network, MPLC, that automatically alerts the farm if bean temperatures drift outside the ideal range, with designer Lyndall Martin and roaster manager Austin Schmidt on hand to answer questions. Lunch is on the sponsors, but you must register by AUG. 10 at z.m.edu/enchantedbeans, and more details are at forestatedairy.org. The same roundup also flags a new livestock plus crop share infographic, a $3.9 million USD funded iFarm project at the University of Illinois, 7 U.S. Dairy Sustainability Award winners, and a USD forecast that corn and soybean margins should climb back toward $4 and $10. Story 5. Heroes Learn Farm Rescue. At a recent farm rescue day in Barneveld, Wisconsin, volunteer firefighters and emergency medical crews trained hands-on with real farm machinery, practicing how to free simulated patients from augers, hay implements, and overturn tractors using airbags, wood blocks, and saws. Fire Chief Butch Lungen of the Barneveld Brigham Fire Department showed responders how a power takeoff works and how to safely shut off power to equipment attached to a tractor, knowledge that can mean life or death at a real accident. Wisconsin dairy farmer Kyle Thompson shared the story of his own recent farm accident with the responders, a reminder of all the near misses farmers tend to forget. The event, run by the Barneveld Brigham Department alongside neighboring crews, gives first responders first-hand familiarity with farm equipment so they can save lives when accidents strike without warning. Story 6. It Always Gives Back. Lafayette 4 shares life lessons learned through county fair projects. Indiana 4-H member Spray created a sports poster featuring the state's historic high school gyms, including the Newcastle Fieldhouse, the world's largest, Case Arena in Frankfort, where Blue Chips was filmed, and the famed Hoosier Gym in Knightstown from the movie Hoosiers. She told Hoosier Ag Today her favorite is the Hoosier Gym because she got to play there with her own basketball team, and she values how judging lets kids explain their work and build communication skills. Spray stresses that you don't need a farm or livestock to join, since projects range from posters and photography to sewing, baking, and electric, so there's something for everyone. Her biggest takeaway is that 4-H always gives back through pride and hard work, and she'll be showing her pigs Wednesday night, so stop by your county fair to support 4-H while there's still time. Story 7. Lean Hogs. October lean hog futures pushed to a fresh high for the move early in the session before slipping to a slightly lower close, though the picture still leans in the bulls' favor. Last week delivered a very strong weekly finish, a positive technical signal, while cash hogs firmed up by roughly a dollar. Analysts at the Hightower Report say they give the bulls the edge even after yesterday's setback, pointing to steady demand and supportive momentum. With USDA supply and demand figures out last Friday shaping the pork outlook, this market could mean better returns for anyone feeding hogs alongside the corn and beans. Story 8. Trump imposes 50% tariffs on Canadian alcohol, dairy, and automobiles. President Trump signed three executive actions Monday slapping 50% tariffs on Canadian alcohol, dairy, and automobiles, using a rarely touched Great Depression-era law called Section 338 that lets him hit countries deemed to be discriminating against American commerce. The White House carved out exemptions for potash, that key fertilizer ingredient, along with fish and critical minerals, and the tariffs kick in 30 days from now. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said the move punishes Canada for retaliating, pointing to provinces yanking American booze off shelves and to cheese quotas that would otherwise saddle U.S. producers with roughly 245% duties. The fight has bounced through several legal challenges, with the Supreme Court striking down earlier tariffs in February, and it even follows Trump threatening more penalties over Canadian wildfire smoke drifting into East Coast skies. Story 9. Video of the Week. No-till field gets 9 inches of rain overnight. Ross Bishop stood in his no-till wheat field on August 10th after 9.1 inches of rain fell overnight, and the water running off was crystal clear instead of the chocolate milk brown you would see washing off till ground toward Lake Michigan. After 30 years of no-till and cover crops, Bishop says his yields keep climbing every year while he burns less fuel and skits the back-breaking rock picking and tillage he no longer has the ambition for. A prairie strip sits in the background of his fields, part of a system he credits for keeping his soil and place and the environment healthier. It is a real-world look at how conservation practices hold up under a punishing downpour, and worth watching in the full Conservation Ag Update episode. Story 10. In the Weeds Glyphosate News Roundup, July 21, 2026. The Supreme Court handed Bayer a major win on June 25, ruling that federal pesticide labels override state failure to warn claims, a decision that should dismiss and block the billions in Roundup cancer lawsuits that have dogged Monsanto for nearly a decade. This is welcome news for no-till farmers who lean on glyphosate to kill cover crops and manage herbicide-tolerant corn and soybeans without plowing. But just 5 days later, Bayer stunned the very farm groups that backed it in court, filing petitions on June 30 seeking anti-dumping duties of up to 446.47% on Chinese glyphosate imports to protect its own domestic production, which supplies about 60% of the U.S. market. Groups like the National Corn Growers Association and American Soybean Association now accuse Bayer of betrayal and warn the tariffs could spike your input costs, pointing to a Texas A&M study that found similar fertilizer duties cost growers $6.9 billion, with a preliminary trade ruling expected in roughly 2 months. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. A weed grew between two soybean rows. The farmer said, "Now I have three crops, corn, beans, and that." His wife said, "What is it?" He said, "Persistence." Here is Cal's quiz. Charles Darwin published On the Origin of Species in what year? A. 1809. B. 1859. C. 1866. D. 1900. And the answer, 1859, November 24. The book underlay all modern plant and animal breeding, including Mendel's 1866 P. genetics rediscovered in 1900, which made hybrid corn possible. Source, Smithsonian Institution, American Society of Agronomy Historical Review. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm I ride along this morning.